Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 14th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is a new call to boycott iPhones, this time coming from the president of Turkey, who asked his country to stop buying American electronics over claims that Turkey is the target of an economic war led by the U.S. The iPhone currently holds around 15% market share in Turkey, and the president of the nation suggests its people instead support Korea-based Samsung or Turkey-based Venus by Vestel. Of course, during the 2016 presidential campaign, then-candidate Trump tweeted from an iPhone that the U.S. should boycott Apple until they break iOS encryption for the FBI, which Apple never did. And speaking of iPhones, a new analyst report from TrendForce predicts that the 2018 OLED iPhones will work with the Apple Pencil and offer up to 512 gigabytes of storage. Apple Pencil currently only works with select iPads, and 512 gigabytes of storage is also only offered on iPads. If Apple does bring Pencil support to the iPhone for the first time, it would be limited to the 5.8-inch and 6.5-inch iPhones, and not the cheaper 6.1-inch LCD model, according to this rumor. This is the first mention of Apple Pencil support, however, so no guarantee yet. It would be nice to challenge Samsung's Galaxy Note phone lineup, though. And finally, HQ Trivia has released a new version of its live trivia game show app that works with the Apple TV. HQ Trivia broadcasts live daily at 9 p.m. Eastern and on weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern and offers winners a chance to earn cash prizes, so it's a natural fit for the Apple TV. After debuting a year ago on iPhone and iPad, HQ Trivia hopes an Apple TV version in the living room could revive some of the attention around the game. Recent data reports have noted that growth has slowed down in recent months for the game. And on YouTube.com/9to5Mac today, Jeff Benjamin returns with Back to the Mac, this time with a hands-on look at the benefits of using a dual external GPU setup with Mac. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.